Chapter 14, To Thine Own Self Be True. The hardest thing about mapping is coming to terms with a simple fact that there is no right answer. Mapping enables you to observe the environment, the constant flow of evolution and moves of other players, but it won't tell you what to do. There are, alas, no simple steps for you to follow to success. There are no plans that guarantee to bring you a fortune. I face this obstacle regularly when companies ask how will mapping benefit me, to which the answer that it depends upon what you observe and then what you do is seldom welcome. They often want the concrete, the definite, and a world of levers you can pull or buttons you can press. I long to say, by turning this mapping dial you will save 12% of costs, or press the mapping button to increase your rates of successful innovation by 34%, but it just isn't true. The benefits are context specific and they depend upon you. The journey of mapping is one of abandoning the simple mechanistic world and embracing an iterative path of learning. Yes, there are patterns we can learn. Yes, there are universal principles we can apply. Yes, there exists context-specific gameplay. Despite this, and in spite of our ability to observe the environment, it is still awash with uncertainty. The uncharted is uncertain, the timing of various patterns are uncertain, and the actions of others are uncertain. Even the future value of something is inversely proportional to the certainty we have over it. The more uncertain, the more risky, and also the more potential value. Evolution itself, the very heart of these worldly maps, can't be measured over time, and instead we have to measure over certainty. This use of uncertainty is an intrinsic part of learning to map, but as any map shows, not everything is uncertain, and even the uncertain can be exploited. Fortunately, nature has provided us the ability to cope with this, to be resilient, and to learn from a constantly changing world. This ability is known as cognitive reasoning, or in layman's terms, the application of thought. We can use the patterns and our understanding of the landscape to try and create a more favorable result. Sometimes we will get this right, but more importantly, sometimes we will get this wrong. Every failed attempt is an opportunity to learn, assuming we use a systematic method of learning. Every mistake learned can be taught to others, assuming we use a common method of communication. There is a lot of future value in error. By learning these patterns, it helps us constrain the bewildering number of possible moves to the adjacent probable. Hence, we learn that the industrialization of artificial intelligence to commodity components and utility services will enable a rapid growth of new things built on top of it. We just can't say what those new things will be, but we can prepare for this change. Sometimes the lessons learned from mapping are nothing more than airy dragons. This is true of the uncharted space, which contains highly risky and uncertain sources of future value that require us to experiment, discover, and gamble. Other times the lessons are more concrete, such as that the shift from product to utility will result in co-evolution of practice. Embracing this spectrum from the uncertain to the certain, from the unknown to the known, from the uncharted to the industrialized is for many the most uncomfortable bit of the journey. So to the exercise at hand. I will explain with maps my reasoning to the choices that I would make in this scenario. My reasoning is not the right answer, but instead it is simply my answer. It may be the case that you read this and say, "I wish I'd thought of that," or maybe you have a better answer, in which case I'd be delighted to learn from you. Challenge, communication, learning, and embracing uncertainty are the very core of mapping.